Welcome, dear. It took you long enough to climb those stairs. Were my acolytes that frightening?
Oh, where did you dig up a pack of ghouls?
They had a nest under the old chapel. Nasty creatures, but delightfully vicious when necessary. Oh, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. It's almost good to see you. Though, you really have to find a more adult name. Yours is cute enough to give me a toothache. Not that it will matter in a few moments, I suppose.
Why are you doing this, Gwendolyn? What do you hope to gain?
Power, dear. An ungodly amount of power. My undead will sweep the city, then the country, then the world. It'll be fun.
And that's what you're wearing to the end of the world?
Do you like it? I was so tired of those tedious robes. I thought I'd slut it up a little. Go for something that gave off a sexy, dominatrix destroys the world vibe. But still, in my signature white.
You don't think the thigh highs are maybe a little much?
I can't decide on the right shoes. What do you wear to the apocalypse? Pumps are too businessy. Boots, maybe? But boots and thigh highs? That's trying too hard.
Stilettos might be appropriate for a backstabbing bitch.
Oh, you're upset that I tried to kill you? I admit, it was impulsive. But when you saw that corpse nibbler stuck at the bottom of my robe, I knew you'd start putting things together. You were a terrible apprentice. Couldn't even pass basic alchemy. But you're not dumb.
You deliberately kept me from realizing my potential.
Of course. You have immense power, Charlie. At first, I thought I might be able to corrupt you. Bring you over to my side. We'd have made intense partners. But you're so relentlessly perky, so nice. The way you treat the lowliest slime with kindness. Ugh. I knew you'd never join me. So, to prevent you from becoming a rival, I had to keep you docile and distracted. And now it's too late. My spell is cast. The necromantic energy I've been building up is flowing out of me. About to peak.
I could kill you.
Oh, you brought the banished blade. And such a theatrical flourish. How satisfying that would be, to use the villain's own weapon to vanquish her. Stupid Charlie. Even if I let you get within striking distance of me, you're not a killer. You're flawed that way.
Well, maybe I've changed. It has been a long night.
I would love to think that possible. But no, you're still the same simpering little slime-loving dish rag of a girl. All Disney dreams and disappointed diary entries. A tidal wave of raw power crammed into an eyedropper of ambition. No, dear. I'm afraid your time is up. Your goody-two-shoes effort, all in vain. As long as I stand here, the energy will flow. The dead will rise, the world will fall, and heaven and hell will quake at my ascension.
You're insane.
Of course I'm insane. All the most fabulous gods are. Now on to the endgame. Help me pick up my shoes. I think stilettos are a fine choice. I have a gorgeous pair over there that... Wait. What?
Something the matter?
My feet. I can't... My feet are stuck.
However is that possible?
You bitch. Where did this puddle come from? Goo all over my feet. My stockings, like glue. How?
Come on out, Cuddles.
Cuddles?
That's what I call her. That's why it took so long coming up the stairs. It wasn't your ghouls. I took a moment to conjure up a little friend. She's been sneaking around behind you while I kept you docile and distracted.
One of your disgusting slimes.
What did you call them? The lowliest of creatures? But still, somehow, this little one right here was just able to exude a line of glue to gum up those pretty little stocking feet of yours.
I can't pull it loose.
But by all means, do keep trying. Struggling like that, it's triggering her predatory instincts. She can't hurt you, but every time you move, she's going to envelop a little bit more of you.
You're a fool. This is a little more than a childish prank. I can obliterate this creature with a word. I can...
You can.
I'm having trouble focusing on a new spell. This creature. Whenever it touches me, I feel...
I believe the word you're looking for is, tingles?
What? Yes.
Vex gave me the idea.
Vex?
Yeah, Vex. When she was trapped in the leech spider webs, they were arousing her. They were making her squirm.
But no. No slime has a natural aphrodisiac.
Nah, this is more supernatural. Super duper natural, actually.
I don't understand.
Oh, well, after I conjured up Cuddles here, I leveled her up. I added a sample of pussy juice.
Pussy juice?
From a succubus.
What?
Also, maybe a dose of vampire spit and a few strands of leech spider web.
No. No!
It's just basic alchemy. You're stuck ankle deep in a blob of sensory overload. I'm surprised you can even form words right now, let alone even think about casting a spell.
Let me out, bitch. Let me out.
Aw. See, so all your struggling did was just... You just made Cuddles here ooze up all the way up to your knees. You know, slimes are colorful and goopy, but being stuck in one like that, just glued in place, and being just helplessly turned on, that's gotta be weird.
I can resist.
Sure. That's why you slid your hand into your panties?
I did not. No. I'm Gwendolyn Wintertears, Enchantress Extraordinaire. I am in control.
Okay. If you say so.
What are you doing?
I'm going skyclad. I'm getting naked, baby.
Why?
Oh, just something Suki taught me.
Who the fuck is Suki?
Oh, just follow along, Gwenny. I want you to start just by running a finger over your slit.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's it. Just lay there a minute on the threshold. Just admire the architecture.
Oh, that's an idiotic thing to say.
Okay, then ring the doorbell.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Suki was right. A little clit press always gets you ring-a-ding-dinging.
Oh, the slime. It's higher. Oozing my thighs. Over my stockings. Its touches. Oh, maddening. I can't think. I can't stop squirming.
You know, I always thought that I was just pretty vanilla. But seeing you all stuck and squirmy and helpless, that's pretty fucking hot.
Oh, I mustn't move. I mustn't move.
Right, right. Except your fingers. Try a few little half moons. Just slippery, slippery little half moons. Oh, fuck. I love those. Oh, Cuddles here just slurped up over your hips. Your hand is stuck there in your cunt, I'm afraid. Aw, the feel of the slime must just be so intense.
No, I will not succumb.
Oh. No? No. I'm going to. Oh, fuck. I'm right on the edge.
I will not succumb. I will not succumb.
Okay, okay. Just try this. Try this with your wrist.
I will not.
Just twist it like...
Come. Oh, come. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Fuck. Yes. Hot. Me too. Wow. You know, it's been a hell of a night with getting stabbed and facing the destruction of the world and all. But I sure can't complain about the orgasms.
What do you think you've accomplished? Nothing.
I got exactly what I wanted. You, mired from toes to tips in that ball of slime, stuck tight, unable to move.
Meaningless. The necromantic energy flows from me, whether I can move or not. In minutes, my spell will be complete. And undead warriors will free me from this trap. And I will spend the next century making you pay. You're beaten.
Well, I still have the Banish Blade. One little stabby stab and it's straight to the Stygian Marshes.
Fool. I'm human. The blade won't banish me.
Oh, no, not you. Cuddles.
What?
Sure, she's a supernatural creature, and a little poke won't hurt her. The Stygian Marshes, with its unending quicksands and quagmires, will be paradise for a slime. Gonna be hell on those pretty thigh eyes of yours, though.
No. No, no. You can't mean...
You're going along for the ride, baby.
Let me out. Let me go. We can still be partners. I can elevate you to my command. You can rule beside me. Please, don't do this. Help me.
Keep struggling. The slime is just climbing up your throat. Right up over your chin.
No. My moment. My victory. I will get free. I will get free.
Sorry, Cuddles. This'll only sting a bit. Oh, Gwendolyn. I'm hereby resigning as your apprentice. And I'm keeping the stilettos. Fucking bitch.
Wicked witch.
Suki, you're alive. What about Vex?
Be right there.
Vex is kicking ghoul ass. I tell you, that vamp has some Keanu moves. Next time the three of us fuck, it should be in a gym.
How did you get away from that tentacle thing?
Oh, please, baby. I've been better fucked by gnomes. Grabby boy was nothing. He's gonna need, a century or so to recover from the riot I gave him.
Oh, and Vex?
I pulled her out of that web. Leech spiders feed on warm blood, so they got tired of sucking on vampire flesh and left her alone after a bit.
I am covered in spider hickeys now.
Vex, oh, it's so good to see you. Both of you.
Well, the evil energy has dissipated. No sign of shambling corpses, of hungry ghosts. Yeah, I'm guessing you took care of the white bitch.
Yeah, she's probably tit deep in the muck of the Stygian marshes.
Ooh, and she thought slimes were sticky.
So, the world is saved. That calls for a drink.
Oh, I have a place. You can wet your whistle.
Focus, hell slut. We'll go back to my club, get drunk, and then fuck. How's that sound?
A witch, a vampire, and a succubus walk into a bar. Sounds like erotic fanfic.
Well, you gotta put your clothes back on and join us. Or what, Charlie? Oh,
thanks, Vex. You had to go and ruin the view.
Charlie?
Oh. I was just thinking about what happens next.
I thought we covered that. Drinking, fucking, then some fucking, then some more fucking, also licking.
Well, I mean, no, I really meant, you know, like tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah, so did I.
After the fucking and the licking. Well, and the tail fucking. You know, the White Council just lost their most powerful member. The Night Folk are scattered. The magical world is going to be in chaos.
So?
People are going to need someone to help them.
Are you volunteering?
I think she's volunteering us.
We make a great team.
Ooh, we can be Suki's sexy soldiers.
Vexy's midnight runners.
Charlie's devils.
Charlie's devils. You sure about this?
Fucking A, babes.
Ooh, my juicy little bitch. You're full of surprises.